The Further Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, featuring John Patrick Lowry as Holmes and Lawrence Albert as Dr. Watson.
My name is Dr. John H. Watson, and I shared the adventures of Sherlock Holmes. It was, I remember, the first week of February in 1895 when the problem of Mortimer Rafferty came to the attention of Holmes. An early evening telegram from Inspector Stanley Hopkins was the prelude to this remarkable case, asking Holmes
to meet him at the offices of Rafferty, Goldman and Elliot, a solicitor's firm, no less, Watson, in the Outer Temple. Will you be so good as to accompany me, my friend?
I should be pleased to. No indication of the facts in that telegram.
No. Hopkins has yet to learn the valuable lesson you yourself have perfected in telling stories right end foremost. Well, Watson, a cab, if you would.
It was only a short cab ride through Pall Mall, during which Holmes spoke at length on the history of the Stradivarius and the importance he foresaw of the psychology of the criminal mind in the science of detection. For myself, I only half listened, and contented myself with watching the kaleidoscope of London pass by our cab windows.
You seem oddly distracted, Watson, if I may say so.
Forgive me, Holmes. I'm just thinking of what may lay in store for us at Rafferty, Goldman and Elliot.
A capital mistake to theorize in advance of the data, Watson, as well you know.
I believe you mentioned it before, yes. Ah, I think we're here. Pull up, cabbie!
Mr. Holmes, most kind of you to come so promptly. And you, Doctor. This is a curious case, gentlemen, and I find myself at wit's end.
What is it, then?
Mr. Mortimer Rafferty, senior partner of the firm, was found murdered this very afternoon with a knife wound in his back.
Ah, poor fellow. Well, it's a single wound to the neck, I should say, Holmes. A little below the base of the skull. Instantaneous death, no doubt. Terrible.
Any clues as to the type of knife used?
Well, it's very difficult to say. The entry wound is almost like a pinprick. A hypodermic needle, possibly.
There's no sign of any weapon, Mr. Holmes. Whoever did it came in, killed Rafferty with a single blow, and vanished.
These windows have been closely examined?
My men have gone over them thoroughly. There's no indication of them having been forced or opened in the recent past.
The paint over the heads of the screws shows no sign of any disturbance.
Quite so, Watson. The windows are inaccessible. The point of entry must, therefore, have been the door.
I determined that at once, Mr. Holmes.
And surely it's merely a matter of ascertaining who came into this room and when.
Just so, Watson. It seems a trivial case to trouble us with, Inspector. You disappoint me.
My dilemma is how the killer got into this room. You can see that the door is the only means of entry, yet I assure you that nobody passed through this door who could have possibly murdered Rafferty.
Give us full details, Hopkins.
Perhaps you should hear it from Robert Maltravers himself. Constable, bring Mr. Maltravers in here, please. This is Robert Maltravers, Mr. Holmes. He's the senior clerk in chambers. Mr. Maltravers, perhaps you could explain to these gentlemen what happened earlier this afternoon.
There is very little I can add to my previous statement, I fear. I saw Mr. Rafferty twice this morning. The first time was around noon, when I saw him waving goodbye to a client. Biddle, the junior clerk, saw him too.
The client concerned was a Mr. Arthur Cavendish. I have traced him, Mr. Holmes. He left the premises at around 12:30, met his wife, Elizabeth, and was never out of her sight from that moment on.
The second time you saw Mr. Rafferty was...
Well, I went for my lunch at 12:30, sir, and was back in the office by 1:10 at the latest. Mr. Rafferty had a large meeting set up for this week on a particular file, and he'd asked me to do some preparatory notes on the case. As you can see, the large files are kept in their own filing system outside this very office.
Yes, so I see you.
I was standing outside this door then, making notes upon the file as instructed. At about 2:00... a young lady was shown into Mr. Rafferty's office. She stayed for around 3/4 hour. I remember looking at my watch as the young lady left, and it was a little after 3:15.
And you saw Mr. Rafferty at that moment?
Indeed I did, Dr. Watson. He waved goodbye to the young lady and closed the door behind her. I saw him plainly.
I wasted no time in tracing the lady. Her name is Catherine Lovecroft.